Here, as in multiple areas of the globe, mankind was able to surpass the difficulties linked with the topography by means of tenacity and of know-how. Only a constant attentiveness allowed these giant staircases to cross the centuries. When the maintenance is lacking, the low walls tighten and break. Then the breach opens the way to the ground, which slides heavily all the way up to the following low wall. On and on and on, until the stability of the pyramid that was patiently sculptured on the slope is put in danger. In Auvergne, the term paillas is the main term used to indicate a plot of land of cultures. They are fitted out in terraces on slopes and contained by stony low walls of sandbank. In Courgoul, there is an association that protects and helps discover terraces situated in the entrance of the village. A road of discovery, marked out by explanatory panels, climbs the terraces little by little. Caution is particularly required because of the strong slope. The construction of terraces followed precise rules, dictated by experience. In prerequisite, it was necessary to take care of the ground, to profoundly anchor the foundation of the wall and allow the constitution of a sufficient thickness of the ground to start cultivating. The ground and the stone were mainly transported in men's back or sometimes on mules. Drawn from a quarry nearby, long volcanic blocks, called bouttis, were placed in the thickness of the wall. In the front, we could see their extremities being visible. Behind the low wall, there was a drain made out of small pebbles. The slope of the low wall towards the upstream or fruit load was limiting the push of the ground. There was also a system of channels, which was indispensable to evacuate rainwater. We could access the site by a main road and a multitude of banisters and staircases, sometimes flying, fitted out in the thickness of low walls. These could also contain small shelters and lumber rooms for tools. The conquest of the slopes becomes intense in the 19th century with the expansion of the vineyard from Auvergne. By means of metalling, the vineyard invades the hillsides and the hood, or berthe, serve for transporting the ground when it's time to bank up a terrace. It is also served in the transport of bunches of grapes the day of the grape harvests. Fruit trees, vegetables and flowers would also be part of the stocks and low walls. Peach trees and rose bushes of vineyards were the most widespread essences. However, pear trees, plum trees, flowers and shrubs with red fruits and iris with strong draining power completed this meticulous organization of the plot of land. The site of Courgoul will also seduce amateurs of nature. On the banks of the Couze River of Valbelée and in the entrance of deep and woody gorges.